Jazakallah khair wa afia, dear brother Sayyid Behbahani, for the beautiful recitation of Dua Kumal. Once again, we say, Assalamu alayki ya Fatimah al Ma'suma, ishfa'i lana fil Jannah. We humbly thank all of you for joining our Thursday night programs in Qum, and we pray that Allah save all of our oppressed brothers and sisters all over the world, the oppressed who are suffocating under oppression, whether in Nigeria or in Kashmir, whether in Pakistan or in Iraq, whether in Lebanon or in Iran, whether in India or in Syria, whether in Myanmar or in China, whether in Palestine or the Hijaz, whether in the US or the UK or the EU, wherever they are, including our dear brothers Muzammil, Asim, and Mohsin, and for the salvation of every single one of these, Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Wa Ali Muhammad wa Ajjal Farajahum. Just a very quick reminder, we do have a table set up so that you can sign up to receive our SOQ program announcements. So please find time to go ahead and sign up. We're going to go ahead and invite our dear brother Sayyid Hussein Zaidi from the United States of America for the recitation of some Islamic revolutionary poetry with a Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I'm just going to say it's such an honor to be reciting in the Haram of Hazrat Masuma Salam Alayha. I thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and the organizers for giving me this great opportunity. Thank you, I'm very honored. Salawat. A man so great, loving him is the key to heaven's gate. A man so great, loving him is the key to heaven's gate. In his era, it will be the end of the Zionist state. And if the enemy wants to escape, it'll be too late. In his era, it will be the end of the Zionist state. And if the enemy wants to escape, it'll be too late. The laws of the US, he's gonna obliterate. A man so great, loving him is a key to heaven's gate. In his era, it will be the end of the Zionist state. And if the enemy wants to escape, it'll be too late. The laws of the West, he's gonna obliterate. He will bring the world eternal peace. Good in the world will increase and the bad will decrease. He will bring the world eternal peace. Good in the world will increase and the bad will decrease. And poverty will cease. Oh, and there will be no more Zionist police. He will bring the world eternal peace. Good in the world will increase and the bad will decrease. And poverty will cease. Oh, and there will be no more Zionist police. And oh Imam, we need you to guide the Ummah. We need you to revive the Prophet's Sunnah. Oh Imam, we need you to guide the Ummah. We need you to revive the Prophet's Sunnah. We need you to put us on the right path. We need you to stand up for the innocent bloodbath. We need you to put us on the right path. We need you to stand up for the innocent bloodbath. Your name is Mahdi. You will avenge Imam Hussein. You will take away all the pain. Your name is Mahdi. You will avenge Imam Hussein. You will take away all the pain. We need your arrival. We need you to help in humanity's revival. Rise up. A man so great, loving him is the key to heaven's gate. In his era, it will be the end of the Zionist state. And if the enemy wants to escape, it'll be too late. The laws of the West, he's gonna obliterate. He will bring the world eternal peace. Good in the world will increase and the bad will decrease. And poverty will cease. Oh, and there will be no more Zionist police. And oh, Imam, we need you to guide the Ummah. We need you to revive the Prophet Sunnah. We need you to put us on the right path. We need you to stand up for the innocent bloodbath. Your name is Mahdi. You will avenge Imam Hussein. You will take away all the pain. We need your arrival. We need you to help in humanity's revival. And is it not sad that there aren't even 313 who are rightfully on the deen? And is it not sad that there aren't even 313 who are rightfully on the deen? The Muslim body is dead and we are allowing this plague of hatred to spread. The Muslim body is dead and we are allowing this plague of hatred to spread. And the people who are trying to make a change, the enemy portrays them as deranged. And the people who are trying to make a change, the enemy portrays them as deranged. And while the Muslims of today are competing, the enemy is misleading. Little kids in Yemen and Palestine are bleeding. And even though we don't hear it, the youth are crying and screaming. While the Muslims of today are competing, the enemy is misleading. Little kids in Yemen and Palestine are screaming, and even though we don't hear, the youth are crying and bleeding. How are we gonna get people to care about millions of lives if they don't care about their own? Suicidal and drowning in their own thoughts, connect the dots. How are we gonna get people to care about millions of lives if they don't care about their own? Suicidal and drowning in their own thoughts, connect the dots. Rise up. A man so great, loving him is the key to heaven's gate. In his era, it will be the end of the Zionist state. And if the enemy wants to escape, it'll be too late. The laws of the West, he's gonna obliterate. He will bring the world eternal peace. Good in the world will increase and the bad will decrease. And poverty will cease. Oh, and there will be no more Zionist police. And oh, Imam, we need you to guide the Ummah. We need you to revive the Prophet Sunnah. We need you to put us on the right path. We need you to stand up for the innocent bloodbath. Your name is Mahdi. You will avenge Imam Hussein. You will take away all the pain. We need your arrival. We need you to help humanity's revival. And is it not sad that there aren't even 313 who are rightfully on the deen? The Muslim body is dead, and we are allowing this plague of hatred to spread. And the people who are trying to make a change, the enemy portrays them as deranged. And while the Muslims of today are competing, the enemy is misleading. Little kids in Yemen and Palestine are bleeding. And even though we don't hear it, the youth are crying and screaming. How are we gonna get people to care about millions of lives if they don't care about their own? Suicidal and drowning in their own thoughts. Connect the dots. Rise up. Muslims, for once, get your act together. Unite with one another. Stop fighting. Innocents are dying. Rise up. Rise up. Salawat.